What's up, teabaggers? Welcome back to another episode of the official tea podcast.
Did she forget what you're on?
Yeehaw.
Oh, we're actually back on the official brother and sister
Welcome
podcast.
Welcome back, boys and girls. We all back.
We found
it's,
Lindsay.
It's been a while.
She's gone 1 week and she already forgets what podcast she's on.
She was skeet shooting with the boys. All right, now, but for reals.
All right, so let's just jump in. Oh, no, wait. I need to introduce you guys. We're here with... My name is Lindsay. We're here with Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
Two Bears.
Saw.
And Nathan.
A Shaw.
All right, let's just jump right in. Let's talk about Cardi B. What happened with that?
Isn't she going back to stripping?
I thought so. Wait, no, what? No. The thing that's...
Oh, yeah, because her career's ruined now?
That's what I heard. I saw a Snapchat story of Cardi B going back to stripping.
Okay, so what happened? I saw that one video of her apologizing, but she never actually said what
she
did.
So what had happened
was... No, she didn't apologize on video.
No.
The video was from her old Instagram live recording, and basically what had happened was on it, she was on record saying, like...
You're so dumb, dude. Put the mic in front of you.
She was like...
No, you have to face the mic. Move your laptop. That's why I moved
mic
mine.
Lessons with Nathan Wong.
Welcome back to.
I thought you were ready, but I guess we're not ready.
Oh my god, I'm always ready. Anyways, back to what I was saying before this cuck interrupted me.
There we go. Oh.
All right. So
yeah, you're right. I should have just made you sound like shit.
Yes. Put more work for you. All right. Anyways, what she was on record for saying, like, oh, I had a hard time growing up. Like, I had to do anything but to survive, and she admitted to drugging. And robbing the men she went out with.
Why did you drug them? To rob them?
To rob them. Yeah. Like,
we all want to know why she drugged them.
Yeah, no. And then in her statement, when she was apologizing, she's like, oh, those men that were drugged and robbed, she was on record saying they were conscious and aware of what was going on. So it literally, yeah, it's a contradictory statement to her entire.
Yeah, but if they were conscious, they wouldn't have let you rob them.
Why are you rubbing your chin on your mic?
Well, she also said that, like, they were complicit.
Yeah, they were complicit, like, and aware of what's going on.
Yeah, that's fine. Take my money.
They're like, yeah, that's my kink.
Oh, yeah, rob me.
I mean, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not the...
No, but it's just like, But, I mean, she also made a good point, like, oh, why are you guys, like, villainizing me and then still celebrating other rappers that, like, do the same shit?
Yeah, there are a lot of other rappers that have done way worse.
Well, the thing is, it's like, she's not wrong, but it's also, she's currently one of them. Like,
well, I think the issue is when rappers talk about that in their music, it's a little bit different than actually going and doing it and just saying you did something.
Which is true. But, dude, like, it was so fucky. Like, people are, like, comparing her situation to the whole Bill Cosby thing.
What?
Yeah, people were like,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
like Bill Cosby.
It's like about Bill Cosby, but, you know, instead of robbing, I mean, she slept, there was a guy who I saw, and apparently his, like, he had a story about it, like, yeah, like, he went out with Cardi B before she was big, and he woke up, and there was a condom on the floor, his wallet was missing, and his iPod at the time was missing.
Wasn't she a hooker?
Stripper.
Escort. I think escort and stripper.
Probably we both. All don't know.
We all don't know. Somebody look at her Wikipedia or something.
She was something where she was half naked.
You're not wrong.
Nathan's like, I've seen her live.
No. Not no. God, no.
But yeah, like,
wait, was that her stage name, Cardi B? And then she just turned it into a rapper name?
That she fought her, like, almost half her life just to try and keep
it. I think before it was, like, Cardacious. Probably, like, Cardi Big Tits or something, but then she had to change it for her rap name, so it's Cardi B.
Cardi Booty.
Cardilicious Booty.
Cardi Bap Shit Annoying, maybe.
But yeah, like, she's on record. Like, like, people are just, like, dragging her.
That's D. Bears' face.
What? You guys haven't seen that fucking GIF?
Yikes.
There's a GIF of that redhead
dude,
guy.
Dude, you've been doing that before that time.
No, I have.
What redhead guy?
There's a redhead GIF where it's just, like, the guy, like, just goes, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay fucking gets it.
I've never seen this redhead
guy. Yeah, but you've
guy.
Done it
wait,
multiple times
you're on
before.
Social media. Okay, wait. Back at topic. Yeah, fuck this Cardi B thing anyways.
I'm Did you glad hear about the Shane Dawson thing?
The cat? The
yeah, fucking coming on his cat.
Did that happen like a couple weeks
literally
ago?
You didn't believe me when I told you this.
No, I did not. But I still don't think he did it.
Oh, no, I'd believe it.
I don't.
It seems like something he would do. Hey, YouTube at the time was very hard to go viral.
Well, yeah, so he would just say stuff.
There's probably bloopers somewhere. It's a hidden Patreon tier, I guarantee you.
I don't know, man.
Like, he dropped $5 million and I'll release the video. No, but yeah, like this whole Cardi B thing, I'm glad she's getting like, what's going on?
I'm just listening.
Why are you playing with the bottle cap?
In the middle of the wire.
It's like you're trying to show us, look at these skills, bro.
Dude, I'm just hungover.
I don't get hungover.
I'm kidding. I'm not hungover.
Guy rolls up wearing slides. You're hungover.
Dude, I'm not.
No, but yeah, like there's so many memes about her. Like, it's one where it's like a guy's in an empty room and the caption is, when you go out with Cardi B for one night. And I was like, fuck.
Oh, I can't get over.
I hope her entire career gets fucking destroyed.
I don't. Because she came from being a stripper. I would hate to have her go back to being a stripper.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, you can hate her all you want, but like,
I don't think she's going to stop.
At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, what, Tupac, Biggie, they've killed people. People don't talk about it. They still rap.
Yeah. Vince Staples apparently he joined the Crips just so he could kill people. But I just don't like Cardi B. She's a terrible influence.
Yeah, I don't like Cardi B's music. But I also don't think that her livelihood should be crashed out because of that.
When she speaks sometimes and she says some dumb shit, it hurts.
Yeah, I mean, you would speak like that too if you didn't have an education.
It kills me when she like collabs with Bruno Mars.
Oh god,
she has like two or three songs with him.
I know, yeah, and I love Bruno Mars. I love Bruno Mars, and then she talks, and it's like, oh, you ruined the song. Finesse is so good. Just get rid of her.
Please Me is good too, but
yeah.
Oh.
Did you feel that through the mic? Is that what you backed
no,
up?
No, that was a dude, transition because it. I'm Jesus over Cardi Christ. B now.
That is Cardi B.
Oh, sorry. What did you want to talk about, Nathan, huh?
Ant-Man up Daniels' ass.
That's... No, wait. Wait, I saw something about that. So you guys know how the whole new suits thing that I was talking about? So the thing on Reddit is everybody's like, is that why everybody has suits? It's like people. It was on Thor. They were like, wait, why does Thor need the suit? Isn't he already powerful?
Yeah.
Some guy comments,
wait, Thor doesn't have a suit.
He has like his armor thing.
No. They showed like him with like a picture in the new suit, in the uniform.
He doesn't get one though. Not in the trailer. I think it's fake.
No, because on the actual poster, they're all in their regular costumes.
Yeah, of course. But they're obviously not going to show the entire... Yeah, but...
Yeah, but Thor didn't get one.
Dude, there was a cutout of it, whatever. But the joke was, like, they're like, wait, why does Thor need that suit if he's already, like, a god? People's like, well, the entire Avengers are going to go up Thanos' ass.
Honestly. Dude, I saw so many...
Even the Hulk.
they're like, it's so the entire team can go into the quantum realm.
I mean, have you seen the actual video?
Yeah.
When it's like...
Somebody animated it.
No, it was like... Oh, no? Yeah, they did. But it was like, when you know how Doctor Strange goes in there? Like,
when he's looking into the future?
Yeah, he's like, Doctor Strange saw this one possibility. And it shows Ant-Man jumping in and then just... Thanos just splits in half.
I saw that.
There was like a tweet. I don't know if it was like fabricated or what, but like the Russo brothers, they tweeted. They were like, Ant-Man is not going to go up Thanos'
ass. No, that's a real tweet.
No,
that's a real tweet.
Because they had to debunk it. They were like, no, guys.
But did you see what they changed their profile picture to on Instagram? It was the Venn diagram, and it was Thanos' right ass cheek and Thanos's left ass cheek, and in the middle it was Ant-Man.
That was their profile picture.
Still is.
Oh shit,
that's fucking solid. That's fucking amazing. Oh my god,
wait, but then why would they debunk it?
Well, because
they want everybody
publicity.
They want everybody to disbelieve it, and then when it comes out, they're like, "No, they did it!
Holy shit, it is! It's literally their profile picture."
It is.
Well, angle it so I can.
Just look it up on your phone. Oh yeah, D Bears will look dead. It up.
It's on Instagram.
Yeah, it's on Instagram.
That's so funny.
What's their handle? Just Russo Brothers.
The Russo Brothers.
Yes, dude. No, it's 123.
Russon Brothers, awk. I did it again.
But yeah, that was really funny.
I mean, I also wanted to talk about us, but
I haven't seen it.
Lindsay,
so.
Haven't seen it.
I'm sorry, I was busy.
Go watch it.
I'm gonna watch it, but I just don't know when.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we can't.
I know, like, there's like, I want to talk about it too, but like, there's so.
But
many
we
things.
Also can't anyways because we can't even like
it's
say
too
spoilers.
Yeah, it's too yeah. fresh.
But what
overall,
else?
Pretty solid movie.
Oh,
like. Recommend? What would you say, Jordan?
I'd recommend it. It's
okay.
Not
well, like,
scary.
Is it better than Get Out? What do you guys?
I
think?
Would think better than Get Out. I think Get Out really? Was overhyped when I saw
a
it.
A lot really? Of a lot of people say that Us was overhyped because of Get Out.
Well, I would agree with that too. Us isn't like because people are saying that Us is like a new horror, like it's a new genre of horror.
I heard horror, and I was like, what?
It's a new horror on the block. But no, it's a new genre of
yeah,
horror.
Yeah, Lupe plays a horror.
I thought it was more funny than scary, but it was more interesting too than funny.
Fucking M'Baku plays a white black.
Yeah,
guy.
Dude, is that what he does when he's not on Wakanda?
I mean, I saw an interview with him, and he was like talking to Jordan Peele about his character, and Jordan Peele was like, oh man. We have to change you so people don't see M'Baku as a scared little dad. Because first off, like, they would just think, oh, M'Baku will just tear them apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's just make you me. So he's basically Jordan Peele. Because he, like, has glasses now.
He plays a scared dad. In
well, not scared, but, like, just like a white dad.
Oh.
I mean, in the beginning, he's like, dab.
Oh, okay.
He's like, look at me, damn.
Oh, yeah, dude, Trace looked like, at me the minute that he did that in the movie. He's like, that's you. And I was like, damn it.
But
is
you
she
don't
wrong?
Dab.
I know, exactly. And she's like, I don't dab. And she's like, oh.
I mean, if he was wearing like an Adidas long sleeve and Yeezys, then yeah.
Us but. Too? No, but yeah, solid movie, honestly. I still like.
Every time Get I hear, out, I think of better. M'Baku, I think of that tweet that said, M'Baku can break my back out if he wants to. Have you not seen
is
the
that,
tweet?
Is that you tweeting it,
Lindsay? We don't.
Have you guys not?
We
seen
don't
the
follow.
Tweet?
We don't follow.
Wakandan Twitter.
M'Baku fuck me at handle at twitter.com.
God, I wish we could fucking talk about it. I have so much shit to like.
I know there's a lot of shit in it.
I feel like for us, there's more questions that need to be are unsolved, and there's more things you can theorize than Get Out.
Yeah, I think
Get
I
Out
like,
was just more of a, just a narrow so? Plot. Well, yeah, this one there's so many questions at the very end. Not
well,
to go into spoilers.
Well, it's because it's missing a plot point.
Yeah, because didn't Jordan Peele himself say like it wasn't supposed to be like a solid ending, or no?
Did he?
I saw something. It was either him saying or like the article writer was like, yeah, like the whole point was not to have like a solid ending.
I mean,
because they brought up that there was missing plot holes too, like there was like a couple.
Oh well, I mean the chunk when she was younger and then all of a sudden she's
Spoilers.
What?
Spoiler, dude. Nobody knows.
Oh, do I have to cut that out?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you do.
I thought it was self-explanatory.
No, you don't have to.
It's self-explanatory in the trailer. She sees a doppelganger when she's a young person, and then
yeah,
and
it's
then,
in the trailer.
Oh,
it's
is
fine.
It?
In
the like,
I
Lindsay,
never saw
did
a trailer.
You make the did you make the connection?
Did I make the connection?
Like the little girl in the trailer sees a little girl, and then
I only saw part of the trailer, but I saw that part of the trailer.
I didn't see that trailer. That's why I thought it was a spoiler.
Oh,
might be.
It's fine.
I didn't watch the trailer.
Sam, I only try to yeah.
It's fine.
we'll ask each other the questions after the podcast.
I mean, should I cut that part, though?
No, it's fine. It's all in the trailers.
Whatever. I mean...
Just fight everybody who just questions us.
Yeah, sure. I'll just beat them up.
Yeah.
For people who are like,
let me on the podcast.
Dude,
do
you guys...
Do that?
Yeah, people ask me all the time. Do people not ask you?
Dude. I keep getting
They're like, yo, when am I going to be on the podcast?
Yeah,
at work.
Oh, yeah, I've had that question.
You've been asked, too?
Yeah.
Wait, but never mind.
Like, yo, dude, like... Like, I mean, we're not famous.
Give us a reason to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, there's only a couple people that actually want to be on the podcast just because, like, they'll actually bring, like, conversation.
Who?
I mean, yeah, but it's literally just, like, you can just talk to us.
you can talk to us without the equipment,
why do we,
too.
Why
you
do
know?
We have to record you talking? Like, we just do this for fun. We don't need you.
Bro, dude, we just all got to bring them up, you know? We can't all...
They're all going to listen now, and they're going to be like, oh. Are yeah, fuck you.
We just lost half our fan base.
All 10 of them.
Or, I mean, guys, stay tuned. You never know.
We got something in the works.
Like yeah, I said, just give us a reason to have you on here.
And then all of a sudden we're going to delete our entire Instagram and then just post a butt.
Thanos' an butt?
Oh, a purple butt. That's all it's going to be. And people are going to be like,
oh my this? God, what are they working on? They're like, oh my God, it's the next Jordan.
I got to get on board with this.
They start adding us. What's your guys' Patreon I want to support?
We just start paying celebrities to post the purple butt on their
feeds. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh just like gosh, that.
Fire Festival.
We have to make a advertisement with all the top Instagram models.
Perp Fest.
Perfect.
We gotta get Snoop Dogg on it. We gotta get little Uzi. He just dropped a new song. Like, the hype's back, bro.
Lil Uzi dropped a new song.
Yeah, it's called Free Uzi.
Wasn't he the one that said he's quitting music?
I think so. It's because of his like record label.
Then? I don't know.
I know recently there's just been. I don't really follow up on him specifically, but like, I saw a thing on Instagram. It was like from High Snobiety or whatever, talking about how like his record label was kind of cucking him on not letting him release any music. I don't know if that's why he wanted to quit.
I mean, that's what happened to Frank Ocean. But he totally cucked them. But that's a different story.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, what do you guys want to talk about now?
I mean, we can talk about the keynote.
Oh, dude, that was... Oh, speaking
we're going to talk about what everyone thinks.
About what?
Oh, did you watch that?
Oh, wait, you... I think what? Lindsay and I are only Apple people. I mean, you kind of are, but...
Really. Speaking of that, I might be getting my iPhone again this year.
We'll see.
A new iPhone or
actually a new one because I can with my plan I can upgrade like either.
You should. I'm tired of those green texts.
Okay, then don't.
I mean, we're still gonna have Jordan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, I know you did, but Jordan and Lindsay, did you guys hear anything about the Apple keynote?
No.
Like the Apple subscriptions and
the TV plan, the card.
Oh, I heard about the card
AirPods too.
Oh yeah.
Nathan was like, I want to get the card, bro.
I mean, dude,
flex on the haters.
It's kind of dope.
Well, yeah, it's only dope. It's also...
What's it for?
Can you only buy Apple products?
Okay, let me explain it. Yeah,
yeah. Here, let him and I do this.
Okay, so there came out with a credit card to push Apple Pay. So
Well, no. It's also to help for those stores that don't accept Apple Pay.
Yeah, it's to push Apple Pay,
yeah,
though.
I guess, yeah.
But...
Yeah.
But, like...
You just nut? You're like, Apple Pay!
I was like, oh... Titanium credit card.
But it's not the black card from Amex.
It's still going to be titanium, but whatevers. Yeah, so apparently Amex. It's their credit card. There's no like sign up fee. There's no annual fees. There's no late drafts or late fees.
Interest. So then what's the catch?
And apparently they're going to have the lowest interest rate compared to all banks, but they haven't released it yet. But
so what's the
and
catch?
It's a MasterCard. There. I mean,
I think the catch is you just have to be in the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah. You can't.
Wait, so is it like their own bank or?
Yeah, well, they partnered with a bank, but through Apple.
They're a credit loaner, basically, at this point. Which I think is trying to rival like Google Pay and Samsung Pay because it makes the most sense.
I think you have to have iPhone. Like, you have to have an iPhone.
Yeah. Because it's only in their ecosystem and it's a way to rival it because.
So it's Apple, a credit card.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I think they're actually using that to battle because I saw some things where
Android,
it's like.
You can use basically anywhere. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No, get it all out of your system,
viewers. Oh, sorry. My nut's gone. Go.
It's because we all love getting interrupted by you, so, yes. I mean, just keep doing it.
I will.
Let's all wink at the camera. But I think it's also to rival, because I saw, like, reports saying how, like, people are actually starting to move over to Galaxies and Pixels. Like, they're dropping iPhones. So I think they're trying to, like, no, come back.
They're like, we dropped the AirPods, too. Come in.
Well, Apple's biggest issue is they don't change very much from phone to phone.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people want them to change that much.
Well, also that, and it's also the fact that, like, the smartphone market's kind of just stagnated. Like, you can only go so far.
Unless you invent another thing.
Like, the only new innovative thing is the Samsung Fold, the Huawei Fold, and all that shit.
I mean... Realistically, I don't want a foldable phone. I think that's kind of whack.
What was that phone where you had different camera attachments?
The Moto.
That seems like a pretty cool idea.
It's a cool idea, but people don't want attachments. Like, yeah. I feel like that was self-explanatory. Like, why would they make different attachments? like then you have to carry it around with you everywhere. Because there was like speaker enhancements, a full on camera thing.
Oh, there was more than just like the camera lens. Yeah, like I thought it was just lenses for a camera.
Like they had like cool stuff, but it's like
nobody wants to carry that shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think the credit card's a good idea.
We already know you're gonna get one immediately, aren't you?
Fuck yeah.
I won't want to.
Yeah, see? I mean, and I mean, like the menu thing on the iPhone, like the way you can like see all the stuff.
Looks dope. What kind of stuff can you see?
I mean, like
you can see like what you're due.
Yeah,
what your payments.
You can basically see everything on your regular bank, but they just make it look cool.
Yeah.
So basically, it's an aesthetic change because these short.
Apple makes their stuff look cool and aesthetically pleasing.
No, they're just making why you pay way friendly. More.
Yeah.
Yes. Duh. Yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck
Christ.
Yeah, dude. But also, like, they came out with like I think it was like, 4 subscription services too. They have Apple TV Plus.
News.
They have News Plus. Yeah. Whatever they called their News Plus. There was 2 others, right? Wasn't there 2 others?
As far as I know, the big 2 ones I remember off the top of my head were News and
Fuck, I gotta TV. Look it up.
Speaking of, though, you remember the AirPower?
Yeah, they haven't came out with it yet.
No, they canceled it.
They canceled it.
What, it's an AirPower?
So basically, their AirPower was supposed to be like this super dope-ass wireless charger that can do like really quick charging at the end of
the day.
Yeah.
It was just Samsung's version of their thing.
Yeah, but the thing was what their entire setup was supposed to do a lot better. It was supposed to be able to charge things faster than what's already out.
Yeah.
But their engineering team was just like, no, like that's going to be impossible.
Oh, yeah, here it is. They had arcade.
Oh, that's
that was the arcade. And then
what was an arcade?
Yeah, like how often do you fucks actually play games on your phone that isn't Brawl Stars?
Oh, no, no. I think that's a terrible idea.
Okay.
Apple Arcade, that's...
So what does the Apple Arcade do?
So kind of subscription to get, like, games without ads and shit like that?
Yeah, it's basically... It's like they advertise, like, the first subscription game thing through smartphones, TV, and something else or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And, like...
Yeah. That's actually not a bad idea.
I mean, for
if
us,
you have kids.
Like,
yeah,
that's what I was saying.
A lot of people,
us.
A lot
not
of kids have iPhones
yeah.
now.
Yeah, but sure, if you want to play Candy Crush on your iPhone and then transfer it onto your TV,
have like, you never thought of doing that?
I wouldn't do that.
Kids would love that.
Jordan's kids would love that.
Yeah, but
I have kids now.
I guess it could work because of Fortnite.
We love Fortnite.
But dude, I want to talk about if you guys are willing to get Apple TV Plus.
What is the plus?
Why would
do?
I?
So it's like it's Netflix's rival. Like they're trying to,
yeah,
head on with Disney too. So it's it's basically Netflix. It's basically any subscription service. They're gonna have stuff on it, I think, and they're also gonna have.
I don't know.
Like I would, you would hope so.
Yeah,
like
I would hope so.
But like also wait. Apple exclusives, maybe like Netflix exclusives.
Oh, like
so they're
like
having
their
own
studios.
Show. Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Nathan.
So.
What if Daredevil season 4 is on there?
Dude, shut the fuck up. So, who they're gonna have? They're bringing back the Oprah show. They got
on Apple.
They got Oprah to sign off on a show, her own show.
Damn,
that must be a lot of money she's getting.
They paid Steven Spielberg to make a TV series.
What?
Okay, they're putting a lot of money.
They're paying J.J. Abrams, the guy who directed the new Star Wars and the new Star Trek, to make something.
Oh, so it's not going to be good.
And they're also paying M. Night Shyamalan to make stuff.
Oh, that will be... I'm
that
kind
definitely
of
won't be good.
No. I'm interested in that.
But yeah, I mean, they're having, like, the people who are breaking box office to, like... I mean, if they signed off Jordan Peele, then I think everyone would just rush over. Yeah, like
they,
I think
they could because they have a lot of money.
Has Jordan Peele's thing to try and get the new Twilight series thing? Like,
oh no, it's
first
thing.
Episode is already out.
Oh, is it? Okay. I haven't kept up with it. That's sorry.
Oh yeah, but like that other thing, I'm just gonna wait until all of them are out
and just binge it.
Well, I'm gonna do the 7-day free trial, the CBS All Access, whatever stuff is. But yeah. I mean, what do you guys think about Apple TV Plus?
I think
they
I
haven't
would.
Announced the price yet, though.
Yeah, I need to see a price.
Yeah.
I think I would get it because I don't pay for Netflix.
So I just don't like all these streaming services nowadays.
Why?
Everyone has to have this streaming service.
No, you don't.
Disney's making one. There's Hulu, Netflix, Apple TV. But
that's because people like to see things like on demand.
Like they want to pay for what they want to see. Like when you buy cable now.
You want to see it right now. You don't want to have to wait for a time on the TV to watch it. No,
I understand that. But they're taking stuff off of the other streaming services. So if you want to buy... It would just be cheaper to buy cable.
I can't think of the word.
CarMax.
Yeah, CarMax. Show me the CarMax, Jordan. No.
Karma?
No.
What? They're just making the market wider so that you have to pay for every single...
Cock.
Every single subscription.
Carpamentalizing.
Sorry, Jordan.
I can't think of the word.
Compartmentalize?
Yes, compartmentalizing. Like, all the packages. Like, oh, hey, Netflix, you'll have all your shit. And then...
Yeah, exactly. And then Disney's taking off all the shit off of Netflix and putting it on their service. Series, yeah, so you're going to have to buy the Disney streaming service just to watch all your favorite Marvel shows.
It's literally turning into cable all over
again. That's what I'm saying. It'll just be cheaper to buy cable at the end of the day.
Yeah, but where else are you going to watch?
I mean, not really. If you think about it, like, depending on what people watch, buying Disney is... probably the most efficient.
Yeah. I'm probably just going to get Disney
if
now.
If you think Disney owns so much.
Especially with owning Fox now.
Fox, Marvel, ESPN. Star Wars.
Yeah, they own a lot.
Yeah.
I just miss when you could just have Netflix and watch whatever you wanted.
So are we all chipping in for the Disney one? Are we going to get the family plan?
Actually, yeah, I think that's what it's going to have to resort to.
I'm kind of down.
If everyone are just going to band together and just like share.
It's going to be the new way of how Netflix works.
Yeah, that's how Netflix works too.
Like all five actual users? Come on. Like
no, but we're each going to have to buy our own streaming service. Like you get Netflix, you get Disney.
No, we would do family plans.
Yeah. That'd just be for Disney? Cheaper.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying like somebody gets each, then we'll have every platform covered.
What if, like, all of a sudden, like, Pornhub just starts advertising, like...
Premium.
Yo, we got Spielberg on this show. Jordan Peele welcomes a new era of porn.
Of
It's Get In now.
Oh, God.
Us, the extended cut.
They just start fucking themselves.
That's a weird concept.
Excuse me?
You mean masturbation?
No, because you take the concept of us and then you turn it into a porno.
They're just fucking doppelgangers.
Whoa. What's a Amish guy?
I hate you. But, damn, dude.
What's up?
Just wanted to say damn, dude.
Beavers.
McGregor retired.
Oh. Go ahead,
T-Rex.
No, I just remembered. Oh my God. Oh, I don't know if I want to say it on the podcast. I don't know if I want to say it.
Justin Bieber.
No. Wait, what?
Lindsay, do you have something to say?
Do you still have a crush about JB?
Something happened with him, right?
Oh yeah, isn't he? What is
Selena or something? He just said it.
What?
Yeah.
His wife is like, wait, what?
He's just sitting there while he tweets.
She makes the. What?
Like, what? She sees it too. I love Selena Gomez. What? Looks at her left hand like, wait, what?
Yeah, he said that recently in an interview.
Didn't he also quit making music?
Oh, did he? Didn't he do that like 5 years ago?
Yeah, he said he was going to take a break the other week, but didn't his last thing release 3 years ago?
Despacito.
I still think he like works with others. He's just not
like a ghostwriter. He produces.
Yeah.
What does he produce?
I don't know. Good music? Good vibes?
You can't say good music, dude. That's Kanye's label. Good music.
I thought it was Sunday service. I'm just kidding.
What is the thing you wanted to talk about?
No, I'm trying to look at this Justin Bieber thing real quick.
Oh, my God.
I want to know. Oh, no. What I was going to say was, all right, remember how I texted you about that one person that we both knew that has her own show?
Oh, her own podcast.
Yeah, her own podcast. I don't know if I want to talk about that.
You can't just bring it up and not talk about it.
I mean, we just don't say her name.
Okay, no. I mean, like, I just hope to know that she doesn't actually listen to this.
Who cares?
Okay, fine, whatever. So I was on my Finsta.
She wouldn't know.
Let's just collaborate.
There's millions of girls who have their own podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever. All right. So I was on my Finsta, and I don't really go on it that much. And you know how, like, when you're not on it, it suggests... people to follow.
Sure.
So I found it, I found her, I found her podcast through that. And I was like, whose fucking handle is this? Then I looked at the photos, like, there's no fucking way. There's this person I like.
Wait, so she has her own Instagram podcast account?
Yes. Oh, okay. So I looked
wait, into, she's doing it all by herself.
Wait, does she have more followers than
us? No.
I mean, okay. I did. Okay. I did go on SoundCloud to like listen to it, and
Let me get to that. So yeah, I clicked on the link. I sent him immediately. I was like, dude, listen to this shit.
Wait. Where did your M&Ms go?
I put them on the ground so that we wouldn't be eating while we're recording.
Fine.
And so I listened. I was like, okay, like, I don't know. I didn't know if it was a one man show or not. So I listened to it, and by God, was I rudimentally disappointed and saddened and like just hurt.
Why? Does she play different characters?
No.
Just one person talking to herself.
That definitely would have been better, but it's more like,
so literally, welcome back to the podcast.
Just no. Like, oh my God. Like, I was like, dude, like there's no way she has that deep of a Valley Girl accent.
I didn't realize she was that whitewashed.
Yeah, it hurt. She's like, yeah, I'm not gonna marry your Persian son. And I was like, it's like, oh my God, like This like past vision of like who I only heard of her from other people.
Yeah.
So when I heard this, like her own work, it just blew my mind. Like it just shattered everything I ever thought of.
Well, and it was also because D-Bears' high school crush. So.
Oh, okay.
You got to throw that in there.
Makes a lot more sense now because I was like, why do you care so much about this random girl that you've never
heard? I had to
throw because it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm afraid to like see what other people like work on.
Why?
Like, I don't like see like what
420 like, people have checked what we're working on.
No, but yeah. Like running into it without them like actually like have they don't advertise it.
She made her own Instagram account.
No, I know. But
so
the thing
why
is,
are you scared to run into something that's on there for you to?
Well,
because
if you're not really advertising, it's kind of like one of those like projects that you just have to like make.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Well, I know, yeah, but we advertise it. Well, I do. I don't know if you guys do. I'm going to wait and advertise. I'm going to do the Tuper method.
I advertised.
That was just last week.
I know. Also, yeah, whatever.
Also but, what? I do it every week.
You want to fight?
I mean, yeah, you're always trying to pick fights.
Bro, watch out. He's really into UFC lately.
Yeah, I'll fucking kill you.
Lindsay, why'd you fart?
I had gas.
No, but yeah, I found it and I tried listening to it. I stopped at like 15 seconds.
How bad?
It was so Valley Girl. I'll play it
was
after.
She,
I really
like,
want to play it after.
On like a phone recording or was
it
like
sounded
actually
like it. Her the audio quality was awful.
You think so?
You could hear every other noise.
I guess so. She did have a guest on that episode that you sent me.
That was her most recent episode.
Yeah.
But SoundCloud doesn't show you what dates are uploaded, so I don't know how long she's been working on
it. Oh, wait. I'm going to check on the camera.
Is it only one episode?
No, there's like five.
Oh, so it's something that she's been actually
working on. She's been actually working on, but it's like, dude.
Did it just stop? What happened?
Technical difficulties.
No, I think it's still recording.
No, it's not.
Why did it stop?
I don't know.
I blame Lindsay.
Lindsay, right. Lindsay hyped it up. She's like, oh, I got my camera. Yeah. Shit doesn't even
work. But
what
happened?
It just stopped.
Probably timed out.
R-ish?
Was it recording to begin with?
Too much of a file.
Yeah,
it
was recording.
Light, but
oh, well. But yeah, so I found that while I was browsing my Finsta.
Are you going to check
like,
on it?
Oh, dude, oh, man. I've, should we turn
well,
on?
Why don't you just
oh, don't
go
turn
grab
on
that
light?
Let's
go turn on this light.
That light makes too much noise.
We're not gonna hear it.
Should I just do like a please stand by noise as we're figuring this out?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
what was that?
Jordan. That was Jordan.
What the fuck was that?
I think that was her foot.
That was not her foot.
No, her foot. Then her foot was coming into our ears. Like what?
That sounded like an alien climaxing.
That's an interesting noise.
No, I adjusted the light. It's fine.
I'll play up some background
noise.
Or background light.
All right, we're back. We don't need to do that.
I know. I just wanted to do it. It's cool. Oh, Jordan, stop. Put on your headphones, please.
What was that sound?
It's Jordan putting his mic right next to the fucking microphone because he doesn't know his stupid shit. You're dumb.
Oh, colossal.
Dumbass.
Bro, fight
and
me.
We're back. Okay, so what all were we right. talking about?
Your high school crushes podcast.
That just completely like destroyed my vision.
For like what? I'm over it. Like
everything. Is she attractive? Still? Huh? Is she still attractive?
I guess.
I think she lost her ass.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ!
How can you lose an ass?
You stopped working on out? It.
My ex did.
Are you?
No, you.
How?
Which
you,
one?
You like
shut up.
One or dos?
Is it? I think it, like I'm cut off a little bit.
No.
No, you're in it. Move your head.
No, it's fine. Whatever.
But yeah, which one, Nathan?
What? Shut up. Yo, did you guys see the Dora trailer?
No.
It looked wait, interesting. What? They made Dora into a high school movie.
They're making it into a movie, Dora.
Live action movie?
Yeah, and the trailer came out.
It's kind of interesting. It's like Tomb Raider. With Dora.
Yeah, it's not Dora. They just put Dora.
Wait, doesn't it seem just like the one that college, do you remember College Humor
Explorers
when they uploaded it?
It's their middle name.
Wait, what?
The poster says Explorer is her middle name.
All right, let's be real here. Are we going to get
Dora
tickets?
Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Oh, because she's a thought. And
she
all
does
she wants
look
is money.
I mean, I might take a date to go see it.
That's a which really
one?
Sad date. Yeah, which girl?
I mean, he's white, so what do you expect?
Whoa.
Oh, Michael Pena is in it.
It's not a white movie.
I mean, she doesn't even speak Spanish.
Does she not?
Guy from Ant-Man.
I didn't hear any Spanish in the movie.
Well,
she watched the whole thing.
Spanish.
It's literally her. Okay, this is the plot from the trailer, so I'm not spoiling anything because the movie's not even fucking out. So, it's her, and her mom and dad.
Boots. Oh.
No, or Boots explorers. Is in it. Boots is in it.
Guess who voices Boots?
Oh my God!
Oh wait, was that real?
Danny Trejo.
So that's true.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh my fucking God.
As Boots,
anyways,
the monkey.
So, like, they take her to high school. They're like, they enroll her in high school. Because I think she was homeschooled or something. I don't know what the fuck. And that's when she meets Diego. So they're in high school
no,
together.
No, you're
getting
it all wrong.
Wait, so she hasn't met her cousin.
Dude, Diego is her cousin.
Yeah, no. So her parents are explorers. And she really wants to explore. But she's like, it's too dangerous for you. So they're like, you're going to go spend the summer. Not the summer. You're going to go spend time with Diego. So that's why she goes to school with Diego.
But Diego's also a pet rescuer.
Well, I think they're forgetting that part.
Well, yeah, but anyways, sure. Jordan's part, right, yeah. And then all of a sudden, because her mom and dad are explorers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so they get kidnapped or something.
God.
And then they're like,
fuck?
Diego, we can't let my parents die. We have to go find them.
Wait, it's that dark?
Come on, Boots.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Come on, Boots.
And then they get, like, five of their other high school friends and gang with them. And then they just go in the jungle.
And they don't question that there's a monkey with them.
Yeah, but
and a talking mat.
So it better be when they start exploring, it just goes two-dimensional, like Dora. And then the high school friends are the audience. And she goes,
where are we going?
Yeah, where are we going? And it's just, she waits. You're right. We're going to the right.
Dude, if the map doesn't fucking talk, I'm gonna walk
choose
out of the theater.
Where we should go next?
If the map isn't in it,
there's actually a really funny scene in the trailer. I think it's like TSA or something, and she's like, "How do you get all this stuff in your backpack?" There's like a whole bunch of things, like Mary Poppins, which they pull out of the backpack
because her backpack is like this fucking like galaxy.
I think
its
map.
Own.
I didn't see that part in the backpack.
I thought that was
really
funny.
Wait, backpack
funny.
Talks too, doesn't
it? Yeah, backpack, map
all
talks.
All of them talk.
Yeah.
Is Mark Wahlberg Latino?
No.
Mark Wahlberg?
At least I don't think so.
His nephew's Diego.
Whitewashed, can't watch it
wait,
anymore.
Wait, his nephew? That
Jeffrey
means,
Wahlberg.
That means her brother, that means his brother or sister could have
married.
Yeah. Well, mated.
Maiden reproduced,
yeah,
or awesome. It even could be his wife's sister or brother,
yeah,
sister.
Oh, he doesn't have a
we're
Wikipedia
going back
page.
There again.
Wait, are they gonna have Swiper?
Country Road,
oh,
yeah,
they
that's why
have
I love
that.
Swiper.
Because there was no Swiper.
Wait,
there's no Swiper, dude. I hope they have the bridge troll.
Oh, bro.
And they're just like, you have to solve the riddle. To get, yeah,
wait,
dude,
if,
they're probably gonna have it, but like
no...
CGI as fuck and scary.
If there's no Swiper, then what's the plot in the movie?
Swiper stole her parents.
Yeah.
Wait. What if the villain's actually, like, nickname is Swiper? I just blew everybody's mind.
Sure.
Except Nathan, because, you know, he's a film critic.
Yeah, it's just a guy that dresses up like a fox, and he takes people's parents.
I would assume he just dresses the colors.
No, I'd love to just see a guy dressed up as a fox.
Because he swiped her parents.
Yeah. I fucking hate you.
I just blew everyone's mind.
Nathan's we made it.
Swiper, no swiping. We made it.
Good morning, we made it.
Yes. Because they're going to finish it in the morning.
Door.
That was bad.
If they don't like do that at the very beginning of the movie, like
definitely. If the backpack or the map doesn't talk or have a musical number, I'm gonna sue.
I just hope Jack Black is in it.
Oh, Jumanji. He plays Dora.
Oh my god. That'd be amazing. I really liked him in Jumanji.
God. He was really good. Yeah. I'm excited for Jumanji too.
Same.
Sorry. Just a little hungover.
I knew it.
Just kidding.
Oh, did you guys hear about the shit in New York with
the measles?
Yeah, the unvaccinated kids being like banned.
Was that the thing you sent us?
Yeah.
On Reddit?
Yeah.
Yeah, unvaccinated children are being banned from being out in public.
Oh.
Because of the measles outbreak.
Interesting. Like something we eradicated a long fucking time ago. But, you know, parents on Facebook are just like, no, it causes autism.
Wait, really?
Yeah. That's like a majority of what they believe is that it causes.
They think they cause autism, paralyzation in infants.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
So it's like, just their genes that made them the way they are.
So then, like, they'll go through other routes of, like, healing and shit. Like, what are you doing, Jordan?
I was getting away from the mic so I could drink.
But I was like, dude, like, fuck, this anti-vaxxer shit's pissing me off.
So they also believe that the dome.
The what?
The what?
Flat Earth?
The dome.
Oh, that Earth is like...
Yeah.
Dome it's shape? Covered by a dome like the Simpsons Wait. Movie?
Yeah, the space is false. It's just a dome.
Oh, they're saying that there's like a Wakanda thing, like a.
It's like a
like a Wakanda
movie.
Wall.
It's, no, it's wall. That one movie, The Truman Show.
Oh.
They think they related the Earth that we live on as the Truman Show. They think the government made enough money to put a dome around the flat Earth.
And the government, just the U.S. government, huh? Only over the U.S.
Oh, I don't even know. I think maybe like the U.N.
That's why Brexit's happening.
Yes.
they saw it from a mile away. Like, we gotta get the fuck out. No, but dude, fuck, man. Like, when I read that article, I was like, dude, like, you gotta be a shitty parent to like think that that's not gonna work.
No, vaccine? I wouldn't say shitty, just uneducated.
No, there's been parents too, like, that they're like kids or other people try to teach them and they just still don't want to do it.
Well, that's just their fault then. Yeah. I would say that's shitty.
Shitty parents.
But I'm just saying, like, if you have a kid at a young age and you're educated about that, I could see.
Well, you know, I'd say don't have a kid, but, you know, they don't listen. Like, my favorite part is when people, like, have a kid and then they think that solves all their financial problems.
Wait, how does that work?
Well, because then they get happy because they're having a kid. And then they realize after the kid's born, they're like, oh, wait, we're still in a shitty area.
Well, statistics have shown that people who have children are more depressed than people who don't have children. So I don't know how that is.
Why do you keep rubbing your mic?
Is there something you want to tell us?
Are you an anti-vaxxer?
No, can you guys not hear that?
No.
No.
I hear birds outside.
Okay, I hear birds.
I hear the birds. Are you a bird?
Yes.
Oh.
What do you have against birds?
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Oh, sorry. Those fucking flying things, I'm just jealous of those.
Dude, birds aren't real either.
Weird.
Dude, I have a story about that.
Wait, about birds not being real?
Yeah. So I was in box the other day at work, and this guest comes
you
up.
You're in a box at work?
Wait, are you in the movie?
I was in the box office, and this guest comes up to one of our cashiers, and he's like, are those birds real?
What?
The guest asked one of our box cashiers if the birds outside were real. I was like, what?
That are like perched on
like on the trees. I was like, what? You think those aren't real?
They put it up for marketing for us. Yeah, that's what it is.
because I guess she thought the music that was playing outside of our work was coming from the birds.
I was like, what? Yo, whatever she's having.
I'm mad.
I want some.
Does that count as a dad joke now?
No.
I can see it.
It definitely will be.
I'll have what he's having. I can see how that's a dad joke.
Whatever you're smoking, I'm smoking. Yo, Veiler.
So yeah, you were saying about McGregor?
Retired.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Isn't he just like supporting his distillery shit?
McGregor retired?
He announced on Instagram.
So you know it's real.
Yeah. Or no, not Instagram. Twitter. It was just Twitter. And he said, I'm retiring from the sport so-called mixed martial arts.
So you're just boxing now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's just going to run his alcohol like market and all that shit.
I mean, he's already have been.
No, I know, but like, I think he's just putting more effort into it. So that's going to get him, that's going to net him more money at the end of the day.
Well, he already retired in 2016 and he fought Khabib, so.
He'll come back.
It's false.
You think he'll come back?
Yeah, I mean, first off,
Khabib too?
He only retired on one social platform, which is kind of fishy.
He should be posting on all social platforms. He needs to cover platforms.
Tumblr, Instagram.
Well, no, that's what like people are saying. Telegram. Like, why would he like...
Tomorrow there's going to be a post saying, sorry, I got hacked. Not real.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a bunch of fighters do it. They retire and come back.
Feel so like what you're going to do?
People shouldn't get their hopes up. No, I'm getting ready. I'm going in. Been training for 6 months.
Dude, let's spar. Bro, you got muscles on top of your muscles now. Wow.
What are we
having? But it's no maximum overdrive.
Oh.
What's up?
I just look at the time.
51.
51. Oh, wanted to ask a general question. What do you guys feel about horoscopes?
They mean nothing.
I take it with a pinch of salt. I don't.
A pint?
A pint of salt. Horoscope. Let's make this shit real.
A gallon of salt for me.
I feel like it's just made to relate to everybody. Like, yeah. You can, like, let's say I'm a Virgo, right? But you could read me like an Aries, like I'm horoscope thing. It's not that funny. You could read like an Aries horoscope thing.
Wait, what's so funny?
Well, no. He was laughing at himself.
No, not just myself. Jesus. I was thinking of something.
Oh my God, I'm so funny. Go on.
No, so you could read me like an Aries horoscope and tell me that this is Virgo instead, and I would believe you because it's just made for everybody. That's what I think.
I mean, yeah, that's what like most horoscope people came out and said. Like people who like started publishing in the newspapers who like make money off it. They're like, yeah, I mean, the trick is not to find specifics.
Yeah,
you just
kind of really
make a
vague
generalization and apply it to each.
Well, it's just but like
then,
fortune tellers.
Then how do you feel about the people that apply it to their daily life and excuse that their horoscope is due to that?
I mean, they're the same people that think, oh my God, Mercury's in retrograde. My life's a mess. Like,
it'll be like, oh.
So you're an anti-vaxxer. And you
or they're like, oh my God, I can't help it. I cheated on him. It's a Virgo thing. It's like, listen, Karen, you're just a bitch. Like, it's not because you're a Virgo.
I just don't get how the month that you were born justifies who you are.
Because the stars aligned.
The stars aligned that night.
I mean, technically, there's a new one now.
What is it?
I mean, based on the stars and the sun.
Gender horoscope? Oh. Fluid horoscope?
Dude, D-Bears would have a wallpaper of himself.
It's a good photo.
It's a good photo of myself.
Yeah. Lindsay inspired it. You should see hers.
You guys both have photos of yourself.
I started it first. He copied me.
It's a good ego boost when I have a bad day.
We both have narcissists. We're collabing with narcissists. What's the home one?
Oh, that one's just like a picture I took in Berkeley.
Are you in it?
No, it's
okay. Well, yeah. D-Bears' home picture is
That's a little bit narcissistic.
Yeah, my home picture or my lock screen, my home screen is this.
Oh,
so you're just you're an introverted narcissist.
If you lose your phone, someone to find it, be like, oh, it's this guy's phone.
Oh, it's D-Bears. I know him, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah.
like, Jordan's looking at.
I just have a picture of myself because I'm a Virgo. Like, that's, I'm not a narcissist. Exactly.
Actually, I'm a Cancer. First off,
I'm gonna get Cancer.
Let's be real here.
I have to wait till 11/11 then and wish that I don't.
11/11.
Yeah, because that's when
11/11.
Coincidences?
Coincidence.
That was a good movie. I just want to talk about it.
Me too.
Lindsay, close your ears.
Jordan fucked us.
Let's kick her from the party.
Wait, Jordan fucked us?
Jordan Peele.
Oh yeah, I heard that too. I was like, what does that mean?
I was like, that's why you like the movie a lot.
I didn't see it with Jordan.
Who'd you see it with?
Just kidding.
Wait, who'd you see it
with? You saw it with number one.
Bullshit.
Oh.
No, I didn't. I saw it with Jordan. I said just kidding.
Just kidding to Jordan? But you didn't say just kidding number one.
Oh my god.
Wait, wasn't he working one day and you came in to watch a movie last Sunday?
Yeah, he does that all the time.
Who was it with?
Oh, I'm going to call you out
D-Bears,
on this.
What are your future plans?
I'm going to call you out on this.
Go ahead, Jordan.
You told me that Captain Marvel was fucking dumb, that I shouldn't see it twice, and you saw it again.
With?
With?
My mother.
I kind of figured it was
her. Oh, that's
mom.
Her name?
What?
But you were like, bro, I'm never going to see that movie again.
I said,
Why do you see it again in theaters?
I have to because it's my mom.
Your mom's Captain Marvel?
That's pretty dope. Wait, does that mean...
I'm talking to a bunch of idiots right now.
Idiots!
Colossal dumbass!
You forgot to pluralize it.
Who's the dumbass now?
Who's the colossal dumbass now?
What?
Well, you just said I'm surrounded by
idiots! God!
Idiots, and then you said colossal dumbass. Only one.
Well, I was aiming at Jordan.
You were aiming? How were you aiming at him with your eyes?
Well, you missed.
I guess you never...
Hit or miss. I can't believe you listened to that whole actual song.
I know, that was a good car ride.
I didn't.
We did.
Yeah, we did in the car ride home.
We did?
We got donuts and then we listened to it on the way back.
This episode just evolved into just us like spewing shit.
Yeah, D-Bear, your future plans.
Dude, I don't know, bro. I'm still waiting on colleges to get back.
Wait, yeah, you have college acceptances. Did you get accepted?
Well, like, I'm kind of excited. I just put it as, like, I thought more would come out, but the other five or six come out in April.
Oh.
Yeah. I got accepted into UC Santa Barbara, but I don't want to move to Northern California. So, that's that. USC.
Humble brag.
Humble brag.
Wait, did you get accepted?
To?
USC.
They only tell you in May.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
When do you... That what?
You start...
Within finals week. You're like, fuck, like...
Yeah.
I don't find out until after.
If you get accepted, it's... you start school in August because it's a semester...
System.
Basis, yeah.
Oh. So they, like, reserve classes for incoming freshmen then? Or transfers?
I think so.
Because, like, you still have to do, like, orientation.
Can you imagine she comes into USC? Yeah. So, where's my classes? They're just like, no, you're just here, fam.
Yeah, they accept you in May, and they're like, I'm ready to start fall. Like, no, that's... No.
No, that's just to get you into the system. And you got to register for your senior ID, your photo, housing. Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, stop rubbing your fucking joke of a beard onto the microphone.
It's called a fucking soul patch.
Ew.
There's no soul on you, though.
I mean, has anyone not commented on Jordan's mustache / soul patch?
I noticed it and I was like,
you just remind me of
that was the first thing D-Bear's gonna say.
Sorry, I didn't look at your lips. Fuck, dude.
I stands out.
did you smack him with yours? Like, what's going on?
With my what?
With yours?
Penis.
Oh yeah, or that.
The latter.
Damn. No, but D-Bears, you told me.
I smacked them with a ladder.
You told me to just keep the mustache for an
episode.
Why?
Yeah, you kind of look like when Chris Evans did it.
Oh, what was that noise? Oh,
what?
I don't know. It was like.
That was one of them.
No, that was you, Lindsay.
Yeah, sure, that was me.
But yeah, dude, just keep growing it, bro.
Yeah. That's what I say. I was like, dude, for Halloween, you definitely have to dress up as a sheriff.
Yeah, please. No, no, not any sheriff. A sheriff from Reno 911.
Oh, yeah. With the short shorts?
Yes. Dude, I can't wear short shorts.
Okay, oh, well, yeah, it's your Halloween. Oh, yeah,
because so fucking big. Oh, wait. We were supposed to save that for the...
It's okay. We brought it up at least once.
The shit's out. The shit's out of the bag.
So if any girl single that's listening to the podcast, Jordan's hung. His Instagram handle is... You going to say your handle?
Hung69.
Let's check that one out, actually.
Hung69. It's actually Chef Hung.
Chef Which one hung. Should I look up?
Just Hung69.
Do right, Hung69.
Let's look up Hung69.
Dude, that's a bad idea.
Hung69. Oh. We got a no profile. Oh, dude.
What?
No profile pic, zero post, zero followers, zero following.
Bro, that means it's available.
No, well, it's a private account. I think Instagram just takes that account. Wait,
I'm doing Hung_69.
And?
His name is Tony. Oh my god. Oh my god. We found the first one, boys.
There's actually a dick.
His profile picture
is
a dick.
Is there actually?
Yes.
Oh, I actually saw that. No, I saw it.
You can't see the mushroom top, but you just see the shaft.
Dude, we don't want to talk about dicks on this podcast.
Dude, we have Mormons on this podcast.
It looks like the shaft of this bottle.
Jesus. Wait, so it's like this?
Welcome to Sex Ed, everybody. Now let's talk about coochie.
Why are you looking at girls' butts, Lindsay?
It wasn't at. Yo, what's up? It was sponsored.
Sponsored by butt?
The ass was sponsored? Damn, that's
cool. Yo, let me check out that sponsor.
It's called Dippin' Daisies.
That's what the sponsor's called?
It's a swimming...
Dip?
It's a swimsuit brand.
Dippin' Diplo?
Dippin' Daisies.
I found one where this guy's name is Young Hung, and I hope it's a SoundCloud rapper.
Dippin' it's not. Daisy Swimwear.
Or just an Asian guy.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's just an Asian guy.
You know,
Nathan, you looking for your bikinis for the summer?
Yeah. Oh my.
What?
Isn't this an Instagram model?
I think all of them are Instagram models. It's on Instagram.
Yeah. Are you on it?
Yo, be right back.
Jesus Christ.
All right. How do you become an Instagram model? Just become popular enough to.
Basically, yeah.
Then you can ask for verification.
I mean, Jordan, you just acquired the wrong attribute.
You're a model, but not for Instagram.
You increase the size of.
I'll just be an underwear.
The body
model.
Part you can't show. What?
Yeah, why don't you just be an underwear model? Just apply to Calvin Klein.
Just send some screenshots.
I mean, it's not like you don't already.
Of your body.
What are we at?
102.7
Kiss FM.
All right.
You want to end it here?
So what's wrong with the radio? You guys are all against the radio.
Because I hate advertisements and morning talk shows.
Morning talk shows are amazing.
But that's how they get their money.
Morning talk shows are literally podcasts.
Not all, like, yeah. Like where it's like, you're right.
Like Ryan's Roses.
See, that one used to be good, but now I don't care about it too much now that I'm grown up.
I just don't wake up early enough to listen to it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it was strictly made.
Who's shaking the table?
D-Bears.
Sorry, my leg.
My leg!
I want to end this.
End this for the podcast?
Wow.
Do it. Camera's right there.
Hashtag relatable.
We'll go viral.
But I just got the camera, so.
Dude, Nathan, stop.
Don't worry, what were we talking about?
Nathan, stop. It looks like you're making love to your microphone with your chin.
Is this how you make love, D-Bears?
I don't know. I don't do that.
You don't make love?
Oh my god, Lindsay! Trying to make love with your microphone?
It fell down.
It's too big.
Alright, I'm done.
Wait, what were we just talking about?
Radio?
Talk show hosts, shit like that.
I had something to say about it.
No, you don't. Alright.
that it was made solely for when you were younger? What?
No, it's fine. We can end it.
You want it?
Yeah, I don't care.
Nobody has any other topics? Lindsay?
I'm cutting this.
I won't
This is too awkward.
I won't be here next week, so have fun with your boys.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Oakland at the Oakland. Asian American and Pacific Islanders for in higher education conference.
So if you see her, ask for an autograph.
What the hell did you just say?
It's basically it's a conference for being Asian, right?
Yeah, it's basically a conference for if you're Asian American or a Pacific Islander.
I did not get the invite.
So we should all go.
In higher education. I mean, you guys.
I have a 3.8, so.
Qualify. It's a 4.0 right now.
You're taking two
courses. You're at a 4.0.
I have A's in both my classes.
No, but yeah, there'd be like people from like the UC offices and stuff like that there.
So. Will Lane be there?
No. The fuck?
Sharing a hotel room with Lane.
Oh, yeah, I get put up in this really nice hotel room at the Marriott Hotel. So.
Marriott?
Yeah.
The Marriott.
Well, that's because that's where the conference is.
It's the Marriott.
At the Marriott.
It doesn't matter. It matters.
Let's just all attack Lindsay.
Yeah, and it's GIF, not GIF.
Nike is Nike, not Nike.
Yeah, I know that.
Does she say Nike?
No, I'm just saying the Marriott's Marriott. It's not Marriott.
You're marrying someone?
Bro, yeah, how does that relate to Nike?
But if you say Nike...
The way you say it.
But if you say Nike or Nike, people still get the message. So what's the point of saying it like how
Adidas.
You, yeah.
Wait, you need ass?
You don't? Oh, that's what I just remembered. Sorry. Dude, some kid died of getting a tapeworm in his head.
Because he ate ass?
Yeah.
Tooper?
Wait, what? Yeah.
Dude, Tooper's dead?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, not Tooper. No. But some kid, there's like some news article I was reading and I was just like browsing.
What the?
Yeah.
Browsing what?
Pornhub.
It was like
it was one of the ads.
It was Johnny Sins. R.I.P.
Yay.
No, but yeah, some kid died eating ass because they got a tapeworm. That's why you don't do it.
So don't eat ass.
In his head.
Yeah.
In his cranium.
Well, yeah, because he will travel through his tongue. And it was just like, yo, there's a brain. I'm going to bull. And then the tapeworm just fucked him up and killed him.
I didn't know it was you, the worm, who traveled through his
brain. It was me all along.
Yo, there's a fucking brain.
But yeah, that's the last thing I want to
pull up. Pull up. It's Liddy. Pull up.
I'm going to put the Addy on tapeworm Craigslist.
Only good vibes, though. Only good vibes.
Only good vibes, no bad vibes. We want to keep this kid alive as long as we can.
Has anybody eaten ass here?
No.
Okay. I mean,
oh, wait.
I don't think anyone would admit.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
So, Nathan, you have.
Yeah, come on, Nathan.
Lindsay, you want to close this out?
So, which one?
Yeah, which one did you eat?
Which one?
Neither. Or is it neither?
It doesn't matter. It depends on where you're from. Not everything is about America.
I was attacking Jordan, not you.
You better watch out. He's wearing a Marvel.
I think you did that and you still weren't as tall as me.
Oh.
Bro, I'm sorry you're 7 foot tall.
I think I grew actually. 7'2 now.
I'm only 6 feet.
Is it because your third leg's bringing you up?
No, that hasn't helped at all, actually.
Sorry. Long question. I just thought of a funny call. Never mind. All right, let's end it.
Yeah.
Lindsay?
All right. Thanks for listening. Join us. Well, not me. Join them in next week's podcast. Same time. See you there.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
See you later, T-Bags.
Bye-bye.
Let's.
Bye.
So, Jordan.
Hi.
For the next episode, for Halloween, why don't you dress up as Dr. Octopus, but like only your dick is your arm?
No, I have three arms coming at the top.